That means it's time to ring in 2021 at 8:21 in the very best way possible with our hero, Mr. Larry Weber. Morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. We have a new year, but we got the same old geezer here speaking to you. we not only have a ended of a month last night, we also ended the year, and according to the Weather Service, we are going to see some changes, too. Well, I have often referred to, and I will again this morning, in comparison temperatures and precipitation and so forth, compared it to the normal. Well, that normal should be changing this year. What happens is every 10 years, they redo the normals and they base it on the statistics of the previous 30 years. And it's re-updated every decade, and so we should be seeing some. But as of today, I'm going to refer to, quote, normals from before that. We had an interesting month of December. Temperature-wise, we were considerably above normal, about 5 degrees above normal. Matter of fact, the way we were going in the first half of the month, it looked like maybe a record-setting December. But second half cooled down, and we ended about 5 degrees above normal. Precipitation-wise, we were below normal. Now, if you look at that and then extrapolate into the snow was interesting. It was about normal. Now, this most recent snow that we got this week, if you got out in it, and I'm sure you did, you'll notice that it was a very dry snow. It was a very fluffy, dry snow. It fell at about 20 degrees. And that translates into, as I said, about normal, 16 and a half inches of snow. As of this point, for the snow for the whole season, we are way above normal. Normally, at this time, we have about 33 and a half inches of snow for the whole season. This year, we are approaching the upper 40s, almost 48 inches of snow already. Now, we'll see. We got months to go. We'll see how much how that's going to turn, because that can change a great deal. Other things of note, looking up at the whole year, we had 7 months of the 12 where the temperature was above normal. We had 3 of less than normal, and then 2 about equal to normal. When you look at the precipitation, it's pretty much the same way. 7 months were less than normal. 3 of them extremely dry, and that's February, June, and September. But we did have some wet months. July was above normal, and August, depending on where you were, August was way above normal. In my house here, we had over 8 inches of rain. Well, you look at that for the entire year, and that is the statistic that I get concerned about. Snowfall-wise, we were about normal. Temperature, as I said, we were above normal, but not that much above normal. But that precipitation was incredible, 10 inches below the norm for the whole year. And this, of course, will carry on. So we'll see. We'll see what this is going to lead to. The snow cover that we have right now is helping a great deal. The Weather Service says that there's about 10 inches of snow on the ground. I took a look at a map this week where it shows the amount of snow on the ground at different places, and northeast Minnesota is way above much of the rest of the state. Other things of note, Lisa, this should be a holiday. Why should it be a holiday? Because this is the time of perihelion. So happy perihelion. Perihelion actually is going to happen tomorrow morning, but it's so close to New Year's Day that, as I said, I think it should be a holiday. When the year was set up, the calendar was set up with January 1 as being the beginning of the year, I don't think anyone, too many people looked at perihelion, but I think perihelion is a very good time to start a new year. It is the time in which the Earth is closest to the sun when we make our annual trip around the sun. Now, closest to the sun may seem like we should be hotter, but we're not, because of the angle that the sunlight hits us. In the southern hemisphere, it is hot. So, yes, this is perihelion, so happy perihelion. It's also the time in which the sun rises, which has continually been getting later for months. We'll start this week, they will start to get earlier. And that translates into longer days. We will definitely notice it as we start going through January. January is our coldest month. It is frequently below zero. I like to count on at least half of the days that we have sub-zero temperatures. And it also is our snowiest month. Now, for some, that can be a bit difficult, but I think it is remarkable. I think it's remarkable, and it's a great time to get out. The snow is nice and powdery, and so if you want to move around, you can do so quite easily. And it's just interesting to watch how critters are coping with this snow. I saw pictures recently of someone who took photographs of an ermine, and the ermine is a really good example. They seem to cope with winter so well. They are the short-tail weasel. They will take on a white coat for the winter, and they continue their predaceous life. They don't seem to have any fear of anything, and they move around over the snow, and if necessary, they go under the snow. They're small enough to do such. Very interesting example of a critter that adapts very well to the winter. But we got plenty more. We got the snowshoe hare. We got the deer. We got the squirrels. They all stay active in the winter. Now, I've been watching one in my backyard, which I think is going to be continuing an interesting thing to watch, and that is we have a porcupine that has decided to winter here in our backyard, and I've been seeing its tracks every day. Porcupine never seems to be in a hurry. It lays down a waddling set of tracks, often dragging its tail, and they don't seem to travel very much. It seems like this one just goes back and forth between where it spends its resting time, which is under a shed, and then climbing up on a tree to where it has its snacks. It seems to weather the cold quite well, so I think they're just an interesting critter that seems to handle winter quite well. Other things of note, we have a lot of birds that are handling winter quite well. We see the ones at the feeder, the chickadees, the nuthatches, the woodpeckers, the jays, but there's a lot of them that don't come to feeders. I have yet to see any finches at my feeder. That is not unusual. I usually don't get redpolls until about this time, and we'll see if they've been moving in. I haven't even been seeing flocks of finches in the immediate area, so I'm not so sure. This may not be a finch winter at all, but we'll have to wait to see to find out. Things can definitely change. I have seen years where there hasn't been any redpolls until January, and then before the winter's over, there's hundreds of them, so we'll see what happens. Crows and ravens handle it very well. As of this morning, and sure enough, there are the crows and ravens. Grouse and turkeys seem to be able to cope with the snow, especially the grouse. They bury themselves. Yesterday morning, even though it was 0 degrees, there was a barred owl out there calling. There are still some hawks and eagles around. There are crossbills, waxwings. Yeah, there's a great deal going on, and they seem to be able to cope with it. I think that's what's marvelous about watching January. You can find a lot of things that are going on and a lot of things that tend to cope with it. We are all looking forward to changes in 2021, and yes, I think it's got to happen. So keep your eyes open. It's going to be an interesting trip.
Well, we had the opportunity, as you pointed out, to watch a lot of other different beings and observe their coping skills and take notes. There may be, yep. I mean, the idea of lying down under a shed, going up in a tree and eating snacks, I could completely get behind that, Larry. I could adopt that as a new way to live. So if you can't find me next week, tell somebody to go check a tree.
You know, you can add one more thing to that. They also live a slow life. Have you ever seen a porcupine running? You know, they just seem to take it easy. And they go back and forth. They don't really travel that much. And so I'm going to keep watching it. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
Oh, porcupines are some of my favorites, and they make the cutest little noise. So, I don't know if your attitude with the natural world, I would assume, is that you don't want to interfere a lot. But, I mean, if you left the porcupine a carrot or two once in a while by the shed, I mean, that would just be a lovely thing.
Yep, it would be.
It would be. Okay. Larry,
okay,
thanks a million.
And enjoy and welcome aboard.
Thank you. 2021.
Happy perihelion.
Thanks, Larry. 2021. Here we come with Larry Weber and Backyard Almanac.